dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, this is the flip side for Wednesday, September the 26th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com, or republictradinggroup.net. Well, looky here. Two little stories that had nothing to do with the financial crises facing America caused the Dow Jones Industrials to rise 99 points today. First, it was GM and the UAW agreed to whatever it was they agreed to, but obviously not what everybody wanted. Needless to say, that gave the market a little boost. But pushing the market into the plus column by 99 points was Warren Buffett. Yeah, figure this one out. Warren Buffett said he would like to buy a part of Bear Stearns. And apparently the market saw that as optimism. As we mentioned, Dow closed up 99 points at 13,878. NASDAQ up 15 at 2,699. S&P 500 up, what's that, 8 points at 1,525. Market didn't pay any attention to the bad news today, like durable goods orders, which plummeted. Durable goods are those things that apparently last for 3 years or longer. Still trying to figure out what those are. As for the metal complex, a little profit taking today. Gold off $3 at the close at $729.30. Silver off 11 cents at 13.45. Platinum reversing the trend, up $12 at $1,349. And palladium off $1 at 3.42. Crude oil, well, apparently there may be another storm out there somewhere. We don't know where, but it's heading our way. Crude oil up $1.19 at $80.72. And the reason gold was off by a marginal $3 was because the U.S. dollar index was up 21 basis points. Close the day at 78.40. When we return, being Wednesday, we'll be joined by Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
$30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Before we bring up our weekly guest, Charles Carlson, just a few heads up about financial reports coming out tomorrow that are greatly anticipated by the folks on Wall Street. Tomorrow we get the final reading for second quarter GDP. It's expected to come in at 3.9%. Anything less than that will be a severe disappointment. The chain deflator is expected to come in at 2.7%. The initial jobless claims are expected to be reported at 320,000. And a report that nobody's looking forward to, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. New home sales for August, they expected at 825,000. And also the much-anticipated Help Wanted Index. For August, they're expecting a number of around 24. As we do each and every Wednesday, great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to Republic Broadcasting Network. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, Robbie. I'm happy to be on. I'm doing fine.
We once again have to throw in this disclaimer. This is Charles Carlson as opposed to Charles Colson, who heads prison ministries. There's a big difference between the philosophies of both men.
I think so, although I haven't heard much about Colson lately. But I should say also that a few months after we started, or before we started, I don't know which, We Hold These Truths, coincidentally, and without either of us, I'm sure, knowing it, Charles Colson started a little publication that I think was a one-time thing, but he called it We Hold These Truths. So, to make matters worse, Chuck Colson published something called We Hold These Truths, and I think it still exists under that name.
Oh, well,
I guess anybody can use it. It came right out of the Declaration of Independence. So,
yeah.
We couldn't complain.
Well, sir, it's been an interesting few days, no question about it. Have you been paying close attention or just scant attention?
I've paid a little attention to certain things. I was very interested in, of course, the conference at Columbia University, the talk there and what was said there, because the huge question in people's minds today is I think, does President Bush have the will to make war, open war on Iran? And I don't think many people doubt that he does. He has the will to do it and the desire to do it. But I think what everyone wonders is, can he get away with it? And so the real question is, can he find adequate excuse for it? And so this visit by Ahmadinejad to Columbia University and to the UN was really interesting by those of us who are wondering how much pressure the world will continue to bring on our own government to do what we seem powerless to do, which is basically to tell our own government, no, we don't want another war. And we know that that Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and his colleagues and the neocons who, of course, support them, don't listen to us. They don't care what we think. But what they do care is what the Christian right thinks. And to balance that, of course, we have to somehow drum up world support in other places around the world to stand up for us and to say, no, American people don't all want war. So isn't that a strange situation where we have to hope that the Russians and the Chinese and maybe the Koreans and God knows who, or even the president of Iran will come here and convince more American people that, well, no, we don't really need to bomb Iran? Quite a situation, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and to buttress your argument, the fine senator from Arizona, Senator Kyle, together with Senator Lieberman, issued an amendment which passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, which would ratchet up the confrontation with Iran by calling for the designation of its Revolutionary Guard, a terrorist organization, for the responsibility of killing U.S. troops. It passed yesterday by 76-22 margin.
Yeah. Well, the fact that there were 22, though, is a glimmer of hope.
Hope, yeah. The interesting thing with the presidential, Democratic presidential debate tonight, Hillary Clinton voted for the measure. Joseph Biden and Chris Dodd opposed it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little, little interesting snippet. What I found fascinating, there are a number of things I found fascinating. And just to throw in a disclaimer, because obviously I've got some strange emails in the last 72 hours. It's not that when we talk about the speech that Ahmadinejad gave and also obviously the response from Colombia, in no way, shape, or form. And it's strange when you start questioning, obviously, certain people's belief systems and what have you, and so forth. It is not as though all of a sudden I've become a fan of Mr. Ahmadinejad. I obviously have taken in how he has been portrayed in the media, and it's the usual invectives governments use in the brainwashing techniques to demonize a person, calling him a madman, and as Mr. Bollinger calls him intellectual lightweight, lack of intelligence. I find Mr. Ahmadinejad a highly intelligent man who knows a lot more about American history than Americans know about Iranian history, and also how most Americans do not understand the cultural differences of Persian people. I guess the best shot that they had at Ahmadinejad was ridiculing him for his statement about gays.
Yes, that was the one thing they were able to use, and yet his statement on that was really, if you consider carefully the words he said, it was sort of an interesting thing. And in a press conference meeting the following day that was pushed by someone, uh, because then we could look into this phenomena. And he called it a phenomena, and he said, we don't have that phenomena in Iran. And I think that's probably true. They don't have an open gay movement that is everywhere and debates issues and divides issues into, is this good for gays or is it good for other people? And so I think he was being rather honest when he said that that's not a phenomena that's a common problem in Iran. I noticed one thing and posted this on our website because I thought it was unusual. I looked at Haaretz the morning after this this confrontation, this an incredible confrontation between Bellinger and Ahmadinejad. The Haaretz magazine clearly thought that that the president of Colombia came off much the worst for the affair. And in their article in Haaretz, their Washington correspondent for this big Jewish daily newspaper said that the big loser in the debate was the state of Israel. And the reason, of course, for that, he didn't elaborate on why, but he made it very plain that he thought that the students and anybody with any common sense would have seen that one man was much more balanced than the other, and it was not the Columbia University president who was the balanced one. Mr. Ahmadinejad did a great job of portraying the Palestinians throughout the evening in a favorable light and pointing out the need for the rest of the world to be concerned about them. And he did this with a room full of people in beanies who were very, very anxious to condemn him. But in the end, I noticed a lot of long, lengthy, and continuous applause after he finished. I was rather surprised.
Well, the thesis behind, obviously, that article in the Haaretz was that it stated that if he managed to convince one person of his views on Israel and Zionism, then he has already gained. But if he managed to persuade 50, then he has gained even more.
Yeah.
And one thing that I did notice, whenever you listen to any American commentator, because they are so brainwashed, I hate to say this, but they are. They're completely brainwashed. They seem to completely gloss over whenever he refers to Zionism. They will never mention the word Zionism, but mention that, well, he wants to, you know, the normal statement, he wants to wipe Israel off the map, which he's never said. He said that he wants to eradicate Zionism from the state of Israel. And I found that very telling from the mainstream media, how they completely obfuscated the use of the word Zionism.
Well, anyway, my judgment on the net result of it is that we are further away from war than we were before the debate. Further away from bombing Iran than we were before the debate, so-called. It wasn't supposed to be a debate, but it turned out to be a debate.
Yeah.
It seemed very positive to me from the standpoint of those of us who'd like to see peace.
Yes. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
A sign there on your back says I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you.
Welcome back to The Flip Side. Still one of my favorite songs. We're speaking with Charles Carson, Straight Gate Ministries. Just on a sidebar, vis-a-vis Mr. Abinajad's statement about gays, it was announced today that the Miller Brewing Company, a sponsor of this weekend's homosexual Leather Street Fair in San Francisco, has asked to have its logo removed from an advertising poster that has offended Christians. The advertisement portrays Christ and his disciples as half-naked sadomasochists. It goes on to add that while Miller has supported the Folsom Street Fair for several years, we take exception to the poster the organizing committee developed for this year. That's the sole reason behind Mr. Abinajad's statement why they don't have a problem with gays. And unfortunately, we do.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And it's kind of refreshing to hear the way you put it. And it was not put in a condescending fashion. It was put in a very, in a fashion that would make you feel that he really did mean it. And I have a couple of friends from Iran who are professional people here, and some of them talk to me rather frankly. And And they confirm this. They say it's not an issue there. They don't hear about it. It doesn't come up much. There's a lot of things about life in Iran that would surprise one if you sit down and talk to an Iranian. For instance, the fact that the government does sell fuel to the people for about 11 cents a gallon, and they recently had something of an uprising because they raised the price to about, I think, 15 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
And also they don't sell you an unlimited amount at that price. They only have so much that they refine. They have to actually buy it from refineries. So there's a limit. But now, quite a few Americans would think it would be quite a decent thing if they could pull into a government store and buy some gas at 15 cents a gallon. This friend told me that his mother's utility bill runs about $6 a month. She has a house in Iran. They make energy for utilities available at a very low rate. Now, obviously, this is socialistic, but we have a lot of socialism in our country too. And the problem is, it's not socialism for us; it's for other people. And the big benefits, go to the drug companies, and they go to the oil companies, and they go to all kinds of people other than us. And I wouldn't. There's times that I wouldn't mind too much. My utility bill was $6 a month.
Yes.
How about
well,
you?
Well, sure. I mean, your utility bill must mimic my utility bill, and my utility bills the last couple of months are double what they were a year ago.
That's right. And these things are skyrocketing. And so we don't know very much about the life in Iran. And it would be good if we knew a little bit more about it, I think.
Most Americans don't understand life outside of their little community. Mm-hmm. I've made this comment as to the U.S. media's portrayal of Iran, similar to my experience coming to America from South Africa, and that the news media, and this is based on the fact that I'm not supportive of the former South African government. I was opposed to it. I fought against it. But the way the media portrayed South Africa prior to the lead-up of Nelson Mandela taking power was 180 degrees from what I knew. In other words, they didn't portray anything about life in South Africa or how different cultures operated within South Africa. They just painted whatever broad brush, politically correct image they wanted to create in the media. And it's the same thing in Iran. I can't tell you the last time. I can't tell you if I've ever seen a documentary about life in Iran and what it's like for ordinary people outside of, you know, official government propaganda stuff.
That's right.
So one of the Achilles heels of a lot of people when they make judgment of foreign countries, and for that matter, foreign leaders, is they have a serious naivete for other people's cultures. Because they hit on all, if you notice, they hit on all the liberal themes to chastise Iran for instance, not only the homosexuals, but the other thing that they obviously spent a lot of time deriding Iran on was the way they treat women. But anybody who understands the Middle East understands that Iran's treatment of women far surpasses that of any other Arab state like Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Jordan and our so-called allies who deny women many rights. Iran is very liberal with women's rights compared to the rest of the Arab world.
Yep.
We're speaking with
Sounds like what my friend tells me.
Yeah, we live. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
HighSpeedSleep.com. That's HighSpeedSleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Every day for a dollar, about to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make a move too fast. It was written in the sky today.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. You can access his website at WHTT.org. You know, Charles, as I've often said, I'm a Christian on training wheels, and I've lost my wheels from time to time over the years, trying to find out my own center, if you will. I tend to pay a lot of attention to what people say to try and figure out where they're coming from, where their center is, where their belief system is. And it was only until I started doing that did I become aware of obviously dispensationalism. And obviously when I found that out, I went in to figure out what dispensationalists was, what it was, what the thought processes were, in trying to get an understanding of the philosophies of people like Hagee. And I did the same thing with Abinijad. And reading through the transcripts, and if anybody did, and I doubt whether many people actually read through the transcripts, they rather just take 10-second sound bites from Fox News and make their decision based on that. Throughout his speeches, whether it was his interview with 60 Minutes or whether it was at the National Press Club or whether it was at Columbia or whether it was at the United Nations, he had a very strong religious message that he was trying to push across. And that was that whether Jew, Christian, or Arab, we all pray to the same God. And he kept on mentioning the term monotheism, which obviously I didn't know too much about. But I guess it's the religious belief that although Arabs, Christians, and Jews obviously have different religious beliefs to a certain extent, we all pray to the same God. And that God has the same message, whether it's to Arabs, Jews, or Christians, which is the basis of the Ten Commandments. Do you want to comment on monotheism, or do you know about what he was talking about when he mentioned that?
Yes. Well, of course, Muslims can be critical. Some are critical, and some are not. Some are critical of Christians because they say that Christians pray to more than one God. They say they pray to three gods: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Holy God, right?
Yes. So sometimes, some Muslims will challenge you on that and say, "No, you believe in multiple gods. You're like the old Greeks or the Phoenicians or someone." But most Muslims don't. Most Muslims recognize that Christians do believe that there is a founding one God who did it all and put it all together, and they also give a lot of credit, usually where credit isn't due, to Jews. They refer to Jews oftentimes as being believers in one God, whereas a lot of Jews don't believe much of anything. But there's a tendency I've noticed of Muslims to sort of give the devil his due. They sort of give you the credit for being a one God believer like they are, and I do not believe that Muslims think Muhammad is a god. I've been around enough Muslims so that I don't really believe they believe that, but they do think he's a prophet,
right?
And that's the place that they differ from Christians, of course, is that Christians don't recognize any prophets.
He seemed to indicate that Jesus was a prophet, just like Moses
right, they
was a prophet.
Jesus
Muhammad was
the
prophet.
They consider Jesus the latest prophet before Muhammad, who is the final prophet. So, but the main thing about his talk, and I noticed the same thing you did, in the face of a real adversity where he was attacked openly, and he could have forgotten his speech, forgotten where he was, and launched into a counterattack against Ballinger. And he didn't do that at all. He settled right down and went into his talk and read his speech very carefully, and did make reference to God and to God as the founder of truth. He talked a lot about that. God is the founder of truth. God is the origin of science. God is the maker of human intellect. And God is the God of wisdom and knowledge and education. And he stressed that to the students, I thought, in a most impressive way, to where you would have really thought the students would have been moved by it because of his dedication to that and what seemed to be a very sincere effort to explain that to the students, that they needed to think in those terms instead of thinking in terms of secularism, war, and other whatever else came up. Whereas I heard nothing like that at all come from his opposition at the president level. I heard nothing spiritual at all from any of our side. So, I think it's very easy to get along with Muslims as long as you recognize that they believe in God, and they do have a belief system that's very strong and does guide them. And his prayers, as you heard, his prayers are honoring God, and that's essentially what their prayers are, is to honor God rather than begging that God would honor them. And this is oftentimes what dispensational prayers are all about. So it's kind of impressive to hear people like that. Dispensationalists, on the other hand, of course, abuse Christianity by placing a state of Israel on the prayer block alongside of Jesus. I have in front of me a paper that's published by Mac Hammond, who was the head of a big church in Minneapolis that had a night to honor Israel. And Mac Hammond is a hugely successful guy. And he said in this paper, the decisive point in conflict is pushing through the resistance of the enemy into a greater blessing of God. God has mandated to bless Israel. And bless Israel is a way to open our eyes, our country, to the blessing of God. In other words, God, I'm reading this, this is what he really says. In other words, God has promised to bless anyone who blesses Israel, Christian or not. This is how important this is to God. He said in his word that if you bless Israel, if you bless the seed of Abraham, he will bless you. Blessing Israel is so significant to God that he does not require a person to be a Christian to have a covenant with him in order to be blessed. This is a huge concept, end quote. All of this from Mac Hammond, who is the head of this church. What he's saying here is Israel is so more important to God than anything else. And for a Christian to, and even for a country to be blessed, it has to somehow find a way to bless the state of Israel. And I thought the president of Iran did a very good job of explaining to the students who were in front of him, who've been fed a diet of this, I suppose, that Israel is not doing the right thing by the Palestinians, and that it's not worthy of being blessed. It doesn't deserve to be blessed. So, but this is the dispensational view, and we wonder why we have to keep talking about Israel whenever we talk about the problems of our country. Why can't we talk about the simple facts of our congressmen and war and what our leaders are doing and what they want us to do? Why do we always have to get wrapped up in Israel? Why does Israel get in the middle of this? And, of course, their response is, you're anti-Semitic. That's why you're talking about us. But the reason that they always get in the middle of it is because people like Mac Hammond say that this is what our life must be all about, that the religion of the dispensational movement of the entire Christian right is all wrapped up in these blessings for the state of Israel, to the point where we have to condemn the president of Iran simply because he doesn't get along with the state of Israel. He does not. He's sympathetic to the people who they're persecuting. And so we then have to commit ourselves to his destruction, because if we're not doing that, we're nationally deficient in sufficiently blessing the state of Israel. This is what the whole dispensational movement is all about. It's all about Israel. Israel, Israel, Israel. So that's why it's so hard to get away from it. I wish we could get away from it.
Oh, look, there's no question about it. I know a little bit about Max Hammond, and he's in the same genre of Pat Robinson, where they firmly believe and they tell their followers that and they preach this heavily, that heavenly financial rewards are the here and now, and that if you've got faith, you've got to give till it hurts to the church. I don't know how that makes a person a better person or a better Christian by giving to the church, as they put more, in other words, they put more emphasis on raising money from the flock than anything else, as though some sort of monetary basis is the only way to win favor with God. I find that rather offensive. I mean, what about have no other gods before me? It sounds like Pat Robinson and correct me if I'm wrong, Mac Hammond are more at the worshiping of the dollar altar than the god altar.
Well, Mac Hammond has been, he's been challenged by groups who've come in and said that he runs a fundraising organization for his own benefit. That he has an airplane or two, and that he has two houses in Florida and one in Minneapolis, and they don't know what else. And they've actually filed complaints against him because they say his churches are nothing but a fundraising front for an individual. Well, of course, this may be cynicalism on their part, but there is plenty of room for arguing that. To kind of fortify your point, Robbie, he says in this publication I'm looking at, which he, by the way, he names it Winners, W-I-N-N-E-R-S, not exactly a Christian approach, but he says, change your life today as the headline, and then he goes on, do you want a blessing of God in your life? Do you want to change your life today? Then bless Israel and the Jew. Acknowledge the present-day veracity of their covenant with God. Move toward them in solidarity and bless Israel. And then he goes on and talks about money. And he says, since that day 2 years ago, Living Word, that's the name of his church, has sent more than $600,000 and is taking up a special offer for Israel now. So in this publication called Winners, he talks about the very thing that you talk about, how if you want to be rewarded, what you need to do is make sure that you give enough to the church, give enough to Israel, give enough to his group. And he doesn't mind saying, give it to us and we'll make sure it goes to the right place. So this is very much part of the whole dispensational pitch.
Abinishad did something else on Tuesday after he met, which the media didn't cover, I wonder why. After his speech, he had a busy day Tuesday. He spoke at the National Press Club in the morning, spoke at Columbia in the afternoon, and then after the Columbian speech, he met with a group of Jewish rabbis who gave him a silver grail as a sign of friendship. The president, well, he's the prime minister, the rabbis were who he met with were carrying placards which read, I am Jewish, not a Zionist.
Mm-hmm. Carter, there are a lot of Jewish people that are against Zionism, and he made the point also in his talk that there are quite a few Jews in Iran. It's a significant number. I've forgotten the tens of thousands that it is. But it's more than a few, and furthermore, the state of Israel has repeatedly tried to get them to immigrate out of Iran to Israel with no success at all. They have virtually no Iranian Jews who want to pick up and leave and move to the disreputable little war-making Israel. They like where they are, and that's been made very clear in the past that the efforts to get them out of Iran have been completely fruitless. They have no desire whatsoever to leave and go to Israel.
Actually, out of the 25,000 Jews that are in Iran, I think it was a strong effort by Israel to get the Jews to leave in droves from Iran. I think in total 28 have actually taken up the offer and moved from Iran to Israel.
I think they offered them money to move, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, $250,000.
Yes, and they won't even...
and just a final one, obviously, because we haven't touched on it. Anybody who questions anything about the Holocaust, not that to say that the Holocaust didn't happen, just simply question whether or not, for instance, was it 6 million or was it 5,500,000? If you ask that question, you are immediately labeled as a Holocaust denier, which is a kiss of death in America.
Yes, yes. Well, Mr. Finkelstein found that out, he never denied the Holocaust either. He simply said it was being used as a for profiteering purposes and called it a racket. But he didn't ever deny that something happened. Yeah, I don't think he even denied the numbers, but he's lost his, he's been attacked and lost his position at DePaul University recently.
Sure. Well, Zionism used the Holocaust as their crutch, just like blacks use slavery as their crutch.
Ahmadinejad brought up this very thing. He said, even if everything that you contend is true, I think that was how he put it, why would the Palestinian people have to suffer for it? They weren't there. They didn't participate in World War II at all. They were not involved in any way in what happened in Poland or in Germany. Why would they be the ones with it? Why should they have to suffer the retribution for something that supposedly happened in some other place at some other time? And that was his response to everyone, and no one offered an answer to that.
We're speaking with Charles Calls.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Wednesday, as we do each and every Wednesday. We speak to Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Charles is going to be at the Crescent and the Cross on October the 12th through the 14th in Anaheim, California, and in a conference entitled No More Wars for Israel. And if you would like to get a hold of Straight Gate Ministries, you can write them at Straight Gate Ministries, P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. If you want to speak to Charles, you can give him a call at 480-947-3329. And if you want to support Straight Gate Ministries, why not stop by their website and pick up one of the many fine books that they have available. If you want the answers to the meaning of life and why we're in the mess we're in, I don't think you'll find a finer selection of books anywhere. And as we are truly grateful for the time Charles gives us each and every Wednesday just to try and figure out what it is we are dealing with here and make sense of the insane.
Robbie, I would be remiss if I talked about that Pastor Hammond without sharing with your audience that we do have an answer to this. We know exactly why he says the things he does. We know exactly where he gets it in Scripture, and he does not get it out of Scripture. He gets that out of he gets it out of commentaries written by other men, plain men, not gods, not disciples, not followers of Christ, but men who wrote the footnotes in Bibles. And these footnotes created all this idea of honoring Israel. They created the idea that they've changed the book of Matthew radically. They've changed the book of Genesis 12, which Pastor Hammond is quoting. And we've analyzed carefully how this has been done, because it's very important for people who are in dispensational churches to be able to sit down and look at what somebody has written out in a very simplified form that explains them why how they're being misled. And that is really our mission, is to reach out to people that are going to churches like you, Robbie, and I used to go to, both of us, and where we were part of these congregations and we kind of bought into this idea, or allowed people to represent that we believed it, I guess, and we didn't think much about it. Well, the future of America is in the people that are in those churches and are not thinking much about it and need to come out and actually take a strong position, because no matter what problems we have in our country today, this mass of 100 million people who are being influenced by Christian Zionism in America, one way or another, I'm convinced there are that many. They are the hidden source of our future in this country. They need to come out and change, and then bring with them a lot of other people too. So this is there are answers to these questions. Mac Hammond and his people are scared to death, I think, of a few people that we hold these truths. We met them when we went to John Hagee's meeting. They came pouring out of their private bus that had driven all the way from Minneapolis, and out they came, and two of the pastors saw me and immediately recognized me and said, "Oh, Mr. Carlson, you're here too." So, I remembered a couple of them by name. So we do our best, and there are answers to these things. That's sort of the thing I'd like to leave for you.
And we appreciate you helping us find those answers on a weekly basis. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Till tomorrow, my friends. See you back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins.